Two landslides took out Juneau's popular Auk Lake Trail in September, causing the city to close it to the public. Now, as trail workers repair it with chainsaws and gravel, they say it's an example of climate impacts on trails they've been seeing more frequently in recent years. A trail coordinator rips through a fallen tree blocking Auk Lake Trail, where it's been washed out by two landslides. It's a flat trail that follows the contour of the lake, next to the University of Alaska Southeast campus.
You know, we saw footsteps as we were going. People are already still using this trail.
That's Megan Tabachek. She's the executive director of TrailMix, a nonprofit that the city contracts with to maintain its more than 200 miles of trails. The slides occurred during an atmospheric river in late September, and the trail has been closed since.
So our goal is now to make it, one, fully reopened so we can get the trail closed signs down, and two, at least passable. And our first step to passability is using these chainsaws right here to clear all the logs.
They'll push those logs into the lake. Nick Marinelli is a trail coordinator for TrailMix. He paces the length of both slides, which are about 50 feet apart, and estimates that about 150 feet of trail washed out altogether. He says he's noticed landslides affecting popular Juneau trails more frequently in recent years.
It seems like with those heavier storm events that happen in September and October, there's more material coming down.
Tabachek says that has factored into how TrailMix plans maintenance.
You know, especially over the past 5 years, as climate-related disturbances to trails become a little more frequent, we've just started having to budget our time a little bit different.
She says that TrailMix now sets aside 5 to 8 weeks each year to handle this extra work. Once they clear the logs, Tabachek says they plan to rebuild those sections of the trail this week.
So a lot of that is just going to be pushing dirt around.
They'll layer some gravel on top and build retaining walls. In the spring, she says they'll probably come back and add moss to the bare soil on the lake side of the trail. And they might stick blueberry and Devil's Club starts on the upward slope.
But honestly, Southeast kind of takes care of the re-veg pretty fast every year.
Although the landslide chutes seem stable now, she says some trees are loosely attached, and a storm could cause further slides.
Especially on days where you're getting more than half an inch or a full inch of rain.
Mark Wheeler is the city's director of parks and recreation. He says residents should always consider the hazards when heading outdoors.
Like with all of our trails, we just have people use their best judgment. You're kind of using our trails at your own risk.
Juneau recreators can fill out a damage report on the TrailMix website if they encounter fallen trees or landslides blocking trails. TrailMix hopes to reopen Auk Lake Trail at the end of this week. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.